Good morning from WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our update at 5 o'clock is next. It's 35 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Tennessee's solution to school shootings? Authorized teachers to pack heat. Lawmakers on Tuesday approving it.
Amid protests and after a heated debate,
rename this bill the Refusal to Protect Kids in Schools Act, because that's exactly what you all are doing.
Lawmakers in Tennessee have approved a bill allowing certain teachers to carry firearms.
It would create a deterrent across our state.
The bill will allow teachers to carry concealed handguns on a school campus if they meet certain requirements.
ABC's Andrea Fajii. President Biden today signs the $95 billion foreign aid package that the Senate did the final legislative sign-off on last night. $60 billion for Ukraine, lesser amounts for Israel, Taiwan, and Indo-Pacific allies. Donald Trump's hush money trial is off until Thursday. On Tuesday, the judge made no ruling on whether Trump has repeatedly violated a gag order in the case. This is ABC News. At the Port of Baltimore,
we are on track to have four different channels available to commercial transit by later this week.
Maryland Governor Wes Moore announcing what will be the opening Thursday of a 35-foot deep channel now that a 560-ton hunk of structural steel from the destroyed Francis Scott Key Bridge was removed. There are already three shallower channels open.
One with a controlling depth of 11 feet, one with a controlling depth of 10 feet, one with a controlling depth of 20 feet.
Banning book bans? Minnesota's legislator debating a bill that would put a stop to library book bans. Bloomington High School senior Shay Ross.
Saying that they can't learn about things like racism and sexual assault isn't protecting them. It's harming them in the long run because they have less information to go off of when interacting with the real world around them.
Lawmakers in over a dozen states are pushing bills imposing harsh penalties on lawmakers or librarians who make banned books available. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
For today, the forecast calls for temperatures to rise to around 68 degrees. Isolated showers and thunderstorms possible later this afternoon. Northwest winds 15 to 20. Also, it looks like for the outlook on the nighttime hours, 31 degrees, clear and crisp with frost again. Thursday, rather nice with lots of sunshine and a high of 62. And then it looks like a rainy stretch. Friday, showers and thunderstorms, a high of 58. Saturday, cloudy, breezy, and warmer. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected at a high of 74. Sunday, 65 with rain continuing at times, possibly a few thunderstorms. 65 on Sunday. Monday, 60. Currently at WRCO Studios, our temperature has risen after the early morning low of 35. We're at 37 degrees. Today is Wednesday, April 24th. It is time to officially start the broadcast day.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Grammy Award-winning country music star, Trisha Yearwood.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled
there's a land beyond the river that we call the sweet forever. And we only reach that shore by fate's decree. One by one we'll gain the portals there to dwell with the immortals. When they ring those golden bells for you and me, don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? It's the glory, hallelujah, jubilee. In that far off sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me, we shall know no sin or sorrow in that haven of tomorrow, when our bark shall sail beyond the silver sea. We shall only know the blessing of our Father's sweet caressing, when they ring those golden bells for you and me. Don't you hear the bells now ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? 'Tis the glory, hallelujah, far off, sweet forever, just beyond the shining river, when they ring those golden bells for you and me.
The Hee-Haw Gospel Quartet, as we start the day in a positive way, when they ring those golden bells. Kenny Price, Grandpa Jones, Buck Owens, and Roy Clark. We start the day in a positive way right there. That's how you do it. And before that, Trisha Yearwood sang our national anthem to get the day officially started here at WRCO. It's time to wake the town and tell the people, the old Light in the Milk House show. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you, and returning from high school baseball last night. I didn't know if I was going to be here on time. It was a late game last night. But we got by. We're here. We're ready to roll on a Wednesday get-together and a 35-degree morning. Brand new forecast calling for temperatures a little cooler than what was originally projected. So upper 50s today, it looks like. And be aware tonight, with that low of 30, the National Weather Service has thrown out a freeze watch for the late night hours coming up tonight into Thursday morning as well. We'll keep you posted. Yes, indeed. Here we go. Time to start the chores. Let's get at it. Here's Eddie Raven.
I just got tired of that same old job. Tired of fighting that freeway mob. I bet you never thought I'd really go. I'd never get as far as Mexico. I've even learned to speak the language some. Down on the beach drinking coke and rum. You wouldn't know me with this golden glow. Soaking sun in Mexico. Said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. Through it all, nothing. that's a shame. I still love you, that's the way it goes. He's got you, I've got Mexico. But I'm eating right and I'm living good. I'm doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago. Who needs you? I've got Mexico. I've got Mexico. I'm eating right and I'm living good. Doing everything I said I would. I should have left a long time ago.
When a man cheats on a woman, it's understood he's just a man. But when a woman cheats on her man, no one forgives. I drove her out into the night with teardrops in her eyes, and only now I realize the fool I've been. Why couldn't I love her and try to understand her? Instead, I said things that I'll regret. Why couldn't say it didn't matter? Why couldn't I forgive and forget? It's not her fault she slipped one time. She never was the cheating kind. But when a woman's unsatisfied, she's bound to roam. And I got mad, I just saw red. I never heard a word she said. And what I'd give to have her back here in my arms. Why couldn't I love her and try to understand her? Instead, I said things that I'll regret. Why couldn't I just hold her and say it didn't matter? Why couldn't I forgive and forget?
Eddie Rabbit on WRCO Radio. It is 14 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. A winter mini farmers market will be held today for the last time from noon until 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. The first summer market is 2 weeks from today. They'll be outside selling some good stuff, so that time is coming up. A reminder from WRCO's community calendar, the union will host an AP Environmental Science Review taught by Noah Johnson for students 7 until 8 tonight. The class is open to any student in any district at no cost. The union is located in the basement of the Richland Center City Auditorium. For more information, call Jessica at 608-604-6601. Well, the Brewers and the Bucks both suffered losses last night. Sorry to say. Details in about five today on the old Light in the Milk House Show.
One fine day as I was walking down the street, spied a beggar man with rags upon his feet. Took a penny from my pocket in his tin cup, I did drop it. And I heard him say as I made my retreat, "May the bird of paradise fly up your nose. May an elephant caress you with his toes. May your wife be black with runners in her hose. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose." My laundry man is on his toes. Found a $100 bill among my clothes. When he called me, I came running, gave him back his dime for phoning, and I heard him saying as I turned to go, a train. The taxi driver said, "We'll make it just the same." A speed cop made it with us, and as he wrote out the ticket, I stood by politely waiting for my change.
Jimmy Dickens, that's a good way to say it, I guess. May the bird of paradise fly up your nose today. No. Don't say that. Those are fighting words. Anyway, coming up, aerobic polka time and more stuff on a Wednesday morning.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Boscobel Pharmacy gives the best care for the best you. With excellent service, a dedicated and experienced staff is ready to meet your home health care needs. Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions throughout Southwest Wisconsin. And stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items.
Hi, this is Mary Nee, and I'm a supporter of the Partners for Prevention Coalition. Did you know that most people who misuse prescription drugs got them from the medicine cabinet of a friend or family member? Also, did you know that 9 in 10 adults who struggle with a substance use disorder right now started using a substance in their teens? That is why, now, more than ever, it is important to keep your home safe.
This is Officer Jared Wilson from the Richland Center Police Department. Community Drug Take-Back Day is Saturday at the Richland Center Police Department from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is the perfect time to get rid of old and unused medications and vape cartridges. If you cannot make the drug take-back day, you can safely dispose of those medications at one of the permanent medication drop box locations located at the Viola Village Hall, Richland Center Municipal Building, Richland County Sheriff's Department, and Center Pharmacy.
If you do not have access to one of these locations, don't worry. Just put wet coffee grounds or wet kitty litter in a plastic bag, mix in the medication, seal it up, and throw it into your household trash. It's that simple. This is one crisis we have the power to control. This message is brought to you by Youth for Change and the Partners for Prevention Coalition.
Your car does more than take you from point A to point B. It helps you navigate through life with those you love by your side. We are here to provide the protection you need on that journey while helping you get a great value for your money. With auto insurance coverage from Julie Karen State Farm, you can count on competitive prices, efficient claim service, around-the-clock support, convenient access, financial strength and integrity, and personalized service from a company and agency you can trust. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
An early morning check of sports. First of all, yesterday in high school action. In baseball, it was Platteville over Richland Center, 9-4. Also, Viroqua beat Westby, 5-1. Mineral Point over Boscobel, 12-5 as well. Cuba City edged Riverdale, 4-3. Belmont, 4-2 over Highland. In softball, Dodgeville, 18-8 over Richland Center. Prairie du Chien, 10-0 winners against River Valley. Platteville beat Lancaster, 5-4. In soccer, Dodge Point over Richland Center, 9-0. On the state scene, Andrew McCutchen led off the bottom of the first with a home run for the second straight game, and the Pirates went on to beat the Brewers 2-1. McCutchen connected off Joe Ross on Monday night in the Pirates' 4-2 win. He became the first Pirates player to hit a leadoff home run in back-to-back games since Adam Frazier in 2019. In other action from the National League, it was Atlanta 5-0 over Miami, Cincinnati 8, Philadelphia 1, the Dodgers 4-1 over Washington, Arizona beat St. Louis 14-1, Colorado 7, San Diego 4, San Francisco 5-1 over the Mets. In the American League, Cleveland 4, Boston 1, Detroit 4-2 over Tampa Bay, the Yankees 4, Oakland 3, Kansas City 3-2 over Toronto, Minnesota 6, and the White Sox 5. Seattle 4-0 over Texas. The Angels 7. Baltimore 4. Interleague play, the Cubs took Houston 7-2. From the NBA playoffs, Minnesota 105, Phoenix 93, Dallas 96, the Clippers 93. And it was a tough loss for the Bucks last night. Damian Lillard helped lead the way for the Bucks to build a big lead, but Milwaukee went on to lose 125-108, and the Eastern Conference first-round playoff series is tied at a game apiece. Indiana snapped a 10-game playoff losing streak that began with a Game 7 loss to Cleveland in a first-round series in 2018. The Bucks were trying to get some help without Giannis Antetokounmpo on the sideline. He remains out with a strained left calf. Lillard had 26 points by halftime and finished with 34 in last night's game. Also in the NHL playoffs, Rangers 4-3 over Washington. Florida in overtime took Tampa Bay 3-2. Colorado 5, Winnipeg 2. And Nashville 4-1 over Vancouver.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
We're at 34 degrees in Richland Center. That is the overnight low. We're headed toward 56 later. Mostly sunny and cool conditions await today, the 24th of April. Well, it is time to officially kick the day in gear. It's aerobic polka time as we celebrate the state's polka dance this week. After it was proclaimed 30 years ago that the polka was the official dance in Wisconsin, as if we didn't know that, right? But anyway, here we go. Belahovdi on WRCO Radio. That was Gary's Polka, by the way. Farm news and markets right around the bend here today. This is Restless Heart.
Nobody could love anybody like she loved me. I hurt her so badly, I can't believe. Now she's gone, I'm low as I've ever felt. Cried till there's nothing left. I'm gonna need some help. Song to cry. Maybe I'll get over her if the world helps me try. When I'm through, don't let me see one dry eye. I want everyone who hears a song. Tell me in time I'll forget her. That's not true. So help me, I've tried every angle I know too. So if you want, wait till the lights are low. Nobody has to know. Come on, let those teardrops flow. Song to cry. Maybe I'll get over her if the world helps me try. When I'm through, don't let me see one dry eye. I want everyone who hears this song.
Restless Heart on WRCO FM 100.9. Daytime highs today to be around 56, mostly sunny and cool. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty, a low of 30, 62 for Thursday. So you won't overheat if you're thinking of mowing your yard today before some weekend rain coming in. Right now in Richland Center, we're down another degree, a new overnight low. It is 34 degrees at 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, egg supplies, milking equipment and service, plus friendly small town convenience, it's Aiderers in Plain.
The president of the Midwest Food Products Association says the U.S. has become a net importer of food, and that's hurting processors and farmers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Jason Colada tells Brownfield the recent announcements about closing ConAgra's Bird's Eye Frozen Foods plant in Beaver Dam and the Del Monte canning plant in Marcosin are not the only planned shutdowns.
We have another canning plant that's being closed in Washington State.
a large operation in Delaware as well.
Collada says the industry is seeing some slower times, and on the canning side, the real issue has been the cost of a metal can ever since the 2018 beginning of former President Trump's 20% tariff on foreign steel.
Our industry has been seeking now for 6 years to get relief for tin plate, which is about 2% of that overall U.S. steel market consumption, and we've not been able to make headway.
Collada says that tariff has put U.S. producers and processors at a huge disadvantage.
We actually are importing more tin plate steel now than we did previous, about 60% compared to 40% back in 2018. But we have to pay tariff on our steel can, and our foreign competitors do not.
He says one example is Chinese sweet corn, which is cheaper for retailers to buy, catapulting sales for the foreign sweet corn by 1,700%, all while U.S. canners have to import more tin plate cans and cut back on their vegetable crop acres. Collada says foreign processors don't pay the steel tariff, so they are still able to undercut U.S. processors even after paying shipping costs. A Michigan State University researcher says strong biosecurity practices on dairy farms have limited the transmission of highly pathogenic avian influenza in cattle. Large animal veterinarian Dr. Selmer Rodriguez at the College of Veterinary Medicine says,
hasn't been in Michigan any spontaneous outbreak, so that means that transmission were not likely because bird to cattle, but because cattle to cattle.
Rodriguez tells Brownfield he and other researchers across the country are coordinating trials with USDA to study how the virus impacts dairy cows. An official with Growth Energy says the biofuels industry needs answers soon on the modeling used to measure transportation emissions for sustainable aviation fuel. Jake Colmer, Vice President of Market Development, says the GREET model will provide critical opportunities for U.S. farmers to contribute to the SAF market.
We're expecting some modeling announcements here shortly from the federal government that'll support the industry's ability to make jet fuel.
He tells Brownfield the organization is calling for updates that are both scientifically accurate and fair. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Welcome back to the Pioneer Agronomy Series. Agronomist Scott Roundtree joins us. It's already time to think about weeds and fighting back.
Yeah, we're starting to see some weeds, especially our large seeded broadleaves like giant ragweed here in the southern part of the state already emerging for the year. I think it's just an important reminder for growers as water hemp becomes more of an issue here as we move into June, July, in particular, those late emerging water hemp. Really a good weed control program starts in the soybean crop with a good foundational pre-emergent herbicide. So we recommend either a group 14, group 15, something with residual in it to give us 4 to 6 weeks of residual control before we come back with another layered residual in the May, June timeframe. So good water hemp control starts on day one after or slightly prior to planting. Giant ragweed's one of the first ones. But as early as May timeframe, we can often see those small seeded broadleaves like water hemp emerging.
Thanks, Scott, for great products and crop advice. Go to pioneer.com/findmyrep.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's Grilling Department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Another sluggish day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day higher. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It was another quiet day for direct cash cattle trade activity. Bids and asking prices weren't established. Show lists for the week are mixed, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado. Significant trade volumes likely going to be delayed until the back half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeder steers were $3 to $7 higher. Feeder heifers were $6 to $12 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate with very good demand. Receipts were up on the week and down on the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 602 to 649 pounds, brought $277 to $312. Feeder steers, 750 to 787 pounds, brought $237 to $265. $1,000. Medium and large on feeder heifer, 600 to 647 pounds, brought $240 to $269. Boxed beef ended the day higher on good demand for solid offerings. Choice up $1.47 at $297.40. Select was 89 cents higher at $292.76. Estimated cattle slaughter was 125,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 2,000 on the year. Cash Hogs closed higher with a moderate negotiated run. Packers have been aggressive in their procurement efforts this week and have been bidding up to maintain a higher slaughter pace. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong, and domestic demand has continued to push higher as summer grilling season is just around the corner. Both are supportive to prices. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed $1.54 higher with a weighted average of $91.85. The Iowa Minnesota closed 71 cents higher with a weighted average of $91.62. The Western Corn Belt was up 83 cents with a weighted average of $91.74. The Eastern Corn Belt had no comparison, but a weighted average of $92.18. Pork values closed sharply lower, down $4.84 at $96.86. Bellies dropped nearly $24 on Tuesday. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, even on the weekend, down about 18,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were higher ahead of the week's direct business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by demand optimism, despite sharply lower pork values throughout the day. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
World Pork Expo returns to the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines June 5th and 6th. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and two full days full of events, this is where the pork world comes together. Register now to see the latest industry innovations, connect with other professionals, and experience the world's largest pork-specific trade show. Visit worldpork.org and secure your spot at pork's premier event.
Make sure the roof over your head is built to last with premium roofing supplies from Harchi Lumber. Quality shingles not only improve the appearance of your roof, but will protect you for years to come. Harchi has a full inventory of shingles and materials in stock from leading manufacturers like CertainTeed, Decra, GAF, and more. Plus, they carry the largest stock of steel roofing and siding products in Wisconsin with many lengths and colors available. Stop in today at Harchi Lumber, Highway 33, between Lavelle and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were up and corn was mostly modestly higher, keeping an eye on weather in South America and the United States. May beans were up 6.5 at 1167.5. July was 5.5 higher at 1182. May corn was up 3.25 at 443. July was 2.75 higher at 452.5. Live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were up, waiting for this week's direct business. June live was 90 lower at 177.15. August was down 90 at 175.50. May feeders were up 92 at 259.40. And on pork demand expectations, June hogs were up 245 at 107.95. July was 227 higher at 109.95. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
U.S. dairy farms amp up biosecurity to deal with high-path avian influenza. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health.
100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Even very biosecure livestock facilities can be at risk for bird flu outbreaks. Karen Jordan is a veterinarian, a North Carolina dairy farmer, and chair of the National Dairy Farm Program's Animal Care Task Force. As all dairies are not the same, Jordan says, biosecurity approaches are not the same as well.
You've got to have biosecurity that makes sense for that organism, and also that makes sense for how we're trying to continue to keep milk on the shelves for people and how we're trying to protect the welfare of our animals. You just got to have a really big picture and what makes sense for your farm.
Jamie Jonker is Chief Science Officer for the National Milk Producers Federation.
All of those farms that have been affected have been doing a fantastic job of doing the right thing for their cows and for public safety by keeping that milk out of the commercial system. So it's really been an all hands on deck. We're learning a lot of things as this goes on. And again, just reemphasizing, it's really helping, I think, the dairy sector look at what should the biosecurity on our farms look like in the 21st century.
Both Jonker and Jordan were featured in a recent episode of the Dairy Defined podcast from the NMPF. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business, hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sale every Friday morning starting at 9. This week's sale is an all-beef sale, new crop calf yearling sale. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020. Don't miss out on slaughter cattle sales every Tuesday morning at 8:30. Find all types of slaughter steers, heifers, bulls, call cows, and quality baby calves.
Are there fewer cases of dairy cattle getting high path avian influenza? I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Reports of highly pathogenic avian influenza in dairy cattle have slowed. Stephanie McBath with the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture says officials have started to plan for what the impacts might be to dairy farms this fall.
This is something we didn't expect, and it certainly isn't going away forever, but we would like to be prepared if states are faced with dealing with this again in the coming months.
She tells Brownfield April 15th was the last day since a new case has been confirmed by USDA, and more than a week since the virus was found in additional states.
This week has been quieter, which we're hoping is a good sign and a good thing. We only have 8 states that have detections, and we're hoping to keep that number as low as possible.
McBath says State Department of Agriculture leaders are meeting biweekly to share new information and evaluate impacts on the states as the situation evolves. Milk futures were lower and cash dairy prices steady to lower Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. May Class 3 milk down 25 cents to 18.13. June down 32 at 18.22. July down 21 cents at 18.54. August down 9 to 18.75. September through November contracts range from 3 cents lower in November to 10 cents lower in September. Dry away was down a penny to 38 cents, one sale. 40-pound cheese blocks unchanged at 176 and no sales. Barrels unchanged at 177, no sales there either. Butter down 3 cents to 297 with 7 sales. Not that dry milk down a quarter of a cent to 111 and 3 quarters with 6 sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more news and market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Today's forecast calls for cooler temperatures, a high of 56 today, and it looks like some sunshine will be around, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear and frosty, a low of 30. Thursday, plenty of sunshine, turning mild, a high of 62. And Friday, 60, with occasional rain and a few thunderstorms possible. Right now in Richland Center, following a high of 48 this morning and a low of 33, it is 34 degrees. A reminder today that Crofton Drive in Henrietta Township will be closed again for a time until around 2 to 3 o'clock this afternoon. That traffic report from WRCO's Light in the Milk House Show. Here's Buck Owens.
Was a hell of a man.
and just use one hand. That's all he got left called alligator mitty. Left arm gone clean up to the elbow. Well, the sheriff got wind that Amos was in the swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp gonna get the boy, but he never come out again. Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. There's a cat called Doc Mills south and his pretty wife Hannah. Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries. Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses. Sit down on him, Amos. Make it count, son. About 45 minutes southeast of Thibodaux, Louisiana. Lived a man called Doc Mills south.
Jerry Reed and the story of Amos Moses. We'll check weather with Tony Schumacher coming up in just a little bit today. Viroqua's citywide rummage sale will be held Thursday through Saturday. Check out the Viroqua Area Rummage Sale Facebook page. Here's a reminder, too, of something fun coming up, a Diamond Joe Casino bus trip in Dubuque planned for tomorrow, April 25th. The bus will depart from the Richland Center Community Center at 9 a.m. The cost is a non-refundable $35 per person, $10 free play, and a $15 meal credit. Participants must be 21 or over. For more information and to register, contact Cheryl at the Woodman Senior Center, 608-647-8108. That's extension 3. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
At the last Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola, calves were steady, slaughter cows were active. The better Holstein bull calves sold in $3 to $5 per pound, beef crossbred calves up to $8.10, and the lightweight and heifer calves $1 to $1.30. Slaughter cows sold from 96 to 123. Those were the dairy cows, with beef cows 114 to 135. Questionable health cows 80 and down. The 1,250 pounds to 1,450 pound Holstein steers and heifers that were getting just a little corn ranged from 125 to 154. The grass is green and growing, and now will be the time to get your pasture cattle. Contact Darren Colton or Jim. If you have cattle to sell or are wishing to purchase, we'll come out to your farm, give you a quote on your package of cattle for our upcoming sales. Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is your local market, getting you the top dollar for your livestock.
Hear that? That's the sound of WIC buildings using stronger lumber and stronger steel that's galvanized and coated with high-quality paint, plus stronger screw fasteners to hold it all together, and one of the best warranties in the industry. Even their voiceover guy is stronger. Invest in strength. Invest in WIC buildings.
Wilson Doran Construction of Richland Center, your local WIC dealer. Call Micah today at 604-3623 to discuss your WIC building.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, a brisk, cool air mass flowing down from Canada into Wisconsin in the Midwest today. That'll keep our temperatures about 10 degrees below normal through tomorrow morning. We're seeing some frosty conditions in the northern tip of the region this morning. With light winds and clear skies tonight, there's a good chance of more frost coming up tomorrow morning. So by all means, gardeners, if you have some nice things blooming, be sure to get those covered up and protect them. We will see warmer and more humid air flow into the region from Friday into the weekend as a series of powerful storm systems come in from the southwest. These will deliver plenty of rain to our region. We could be dealing with something like 2 to 4 inches of rain from Friday through Sunday night. We're also expecting the chance of scattered thunderstorms mixed in there, especially Saturday and Sunday. A few of those could get on the heavy side. Gusty winds will be likely throughout the weekend as well. Now, early next week, that storm system should finally move away by midday Monday. We'll get quiet weather for a day or two, but there could be another system lurking toward Tuesday night. Here's that forecast now for today. Mostly sunny and cool, high temperature 56. Northeast wind between 5 and 10, becoming easterly later. Mostly clear and frosty tonight, low near 30. There is a freeze watch in effect late tonight over in Sauk and Iowa counties, and we're looking for winds out of the southeast up to 5. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, pretty nice day as temperatures warm up to 62, south to southeast wind between 8 and 14. Thursday night, increasing clouds, not as cool, low at 41, and Friday, cloudy and rather breezy, occasional rain and a few thunderstorms possible as well, high temperature about 60. As we head into Saturday, mostly cloudy, breezy, and much warmer, spotty showers and thunderstorms during the day. Low 52 with a high of 76. Widespread rain Saturday night. Sunday breezy with rain continuing at times. High 66. Monday a chance of a shower early. Mostly cloudy. High 64. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Have a good morning.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, our temperature is 33 degrees. Back down to an overnight low. After yesterday's high of 67, we did get a trace of precipitation here at the building yesterday. Some areas, it was a little bit more widespread and more kind of quick showers. We were all in line for a lot of wind yesterday as well. We were at 48 at midnight, and again, down from that right now to the overnight low, which is 33 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and